This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Welcome to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute, divisions of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience The Good Life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life, encouraging you with inspirational stories to share with family and friends through perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. How did God prepare a young man who began leading worship during his high school days in Southern California to bring hope and healing to people all over the world? This is the story of Bob Fitts. You may know his songs, some that you've been singing for years. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty. Take my healing to the nations. He is lovely, and He will come and save you. Well, it's with that uplifting spirit that we join you today, and we pause to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Show is to share how the love of Jesus Christ makes a difference in the lives of people. I'm talking about the love of Jesus so strong that He died on the cross for your sins and mine. He was buried and rose again on the third day, offering God's hope, hope that Bob Fitts testifies and lives out. Bob Fitts and his wife, Kathy, have made their home in Kailua Kona, Hawaii, since 1981. They've traveled to well over 50 nations to lead worship and teach at schools, events, conferences, ministries, and churches. Because of their extensive international travels, they make their church home at New Creation Church in Singapore, where they have had pastoral relationships since 1991. Bob, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Dr. Dan. It's good to be with you.
I mentioned Southern California, those early days. Tell us more. Where in Southern California did you grow up?
Well, my wife and I grew up in a little town called Corona, California, which is kind of halfway between Los Angeles and Palm Springs, right next to Riverside, California. And we went to high school together there in Corona.
So you both saw each other emerging into manhood and womanhood together. And did Kathy see your emergence from the standpoint of music and singing and as a worship leader?
Yeah, she did. I mean, it's really amazing. We sort of got to know each other during the whole period of time that this recent movie, The Jesus Revolution, it was during that time that we were impacted powerfully, both her and I, and our whole high school. And I was in music at the time in high school. I was a part of a madrigal program and choir and that sort of thing. And when we were touched by the Holy Spirit during that time, we started meeting together, a friend of mine and I, not Kathy at that particular time, but we started meeting to have just worship times out in the campus, and started growing, and more and more people started coming. And because Kath and I both grew up as Christians, we met each other during that period of time, and wow, it was it was really exciting. And so we recently actually on Facebook put some pictures out of the from our yearbook of me playing guitar out and out on the campus there at lunchtime, and actually got a note this morning from the yearbook staff wanting to contact Kathy about that. So yeah, that's, it was during that time that, back to your question, she and I both were involved in music, and but I began to use it at that time in the whole arena of worship leading. So yeah, it was in that context that we met each other.
Well, Corona, California, you were in the real heart of things as things began to boil there for the Jesus Revolution. Corona is a surfing town, isn't it?
Well, now you're thinking of Corona del Mar, which is where all of the baptisms took place.
Okay.
And that's a little more, that's on the coast. Whereas the town we lived in is Corona, it's a little east, close to Riverside, where Greg Laurie had his Harvest Ministries, had its genesis there. So yeah, we're all kind of tied into that whole period of time where God just, oh man, in such an amazing way, just blew across, not just Southern California, but the whole planet just got impacted by the love of God, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast.
Well, this is intriguing, especially as we talk about the Asbury revival, and many people have been praying, and the move of God even today. We'll get into that a little bit later. Who influenced you most, sure, Bob, in those early growing up years?
Well, you know, there were a number of people. One of the most influential guys was, actually, I met his daughter recently, a guy who wrote a book called Face Up with a Miracle. His name was Don Basham. He was a guy that kind of was helping to guide a lot of us who were in conservative Christian background to recognize that God was a God of miracles. And for a lot of us, we didn't deny miracles, but we were just sort of on the edge of, you know, that's sort of not what we're into today. But during that whole period of time, you know, that particular book by Don Basham, Face Up with a Miracle, it touched both my father, who was a Baptist pastor at the time, and myself, and Kathy. And so that was an influencer. But also, you know, in terms of music, a lot of the early Maranatha singers, I eventually became related to Maranatha music and did a recording with him. But yeah, those guys were all every day we were feeding on the songs that were coming. It felt like straight from heaven. And I'm so grateful, you know, as a musician, I'm grateful for the gift of song, because I would say really not just the literature that came out at that time, but especially the music that was birthed during that time, so influenced so many of us, and me in particular. I was just so grateful for those incredible tunes from heaven.
Take us a little bit deeper. Your own reflections of those days. You mentioned your father as a pastor. How did the young Bob Fitz come to faith in Christ as it leads up to this big move with the Jesus Revolution?
Yeah. I was so blessed. In fact, my father just recently passed away, and he was a man of God who loved Jesus and gave his life to serving God. When I was just a kid, I was born in Texas. In fact, you can't see it, but I'm wearing a T-shirt right now that says, Aloha, y'all. And a lot of Texans, or a lot of Hawaiians, are in Texas right now. So there's kind of a movement there in Texas. But I was born there. My dad was a Baptist preacher there, and he taught me early on about the gospel, and that you very beautifully articulated earlier in the broadcast, and I accepted that at 6 years old. So early on, I was baptized and said, Jesus, I believe, I accept your love. And so my life early on was transformed in my DNA. It was during my high school years that a lot of us began to get really hungry for just more of God, you know, and I think that's a good thing for all of us to continually be there, to just continue to be hungry. And so both my father and myself, and eventually my entire family, I have six brothers and sisters, and we all just got powerfully touched by God's Spirit during that period of time. And I really do take this moment just to honor my father, who you know, had a big family and dedicated his entire life to serving Jesus and proclaiming his love for the world.
I'm grateful that you did, you honored your father. And this is a moment to do that. And because that kind of influence, those role models, they're indelible. And you carry along so many of the characteristics when one is influenced and impacted by a man like that. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break right now. You can find out more about Bob Fitz, Bob and Kathy Fitz, at bobfitz.com. When we come back from our break, you'll hear more from him. His songs have been written. He's sung. They always emphasize the overabundant love and grace of God, bringing hope and healing to people all over the world. Well, he's talked about the Jesus Revolution. He was right there at the epicenter. If you've heard of Greg Laurie near Riverside, well, that's where he grew up, in Corona. I'm talking about Bob Fitz. Again, find out more at bobfitz.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. In what way have you seen God work powerfully in your life? Do you have a story to share about God's provision and deliverance? Have you experienced God's healing? Do you have a testimony that will encourage others? 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up." I want to share your story on our radio podcast. Please visit drdanny.live and share your Jesus story by clicking on the link at the top left of the homepage. If you'd like to share your testimony in the form of a letter, send your correspondence to Formation Institute, P.O. Box 381-222, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02238. That's Formation Institute, P.O. Box 381-222, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02238.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life.
Bob
today.
Fitz is best known for songs such as "Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty," "Take My Healing to the Nations," "He is Lovely," "And He Will Come," "And He Will Come and Save You." You're listening to The Good Life program. Bob Fitz is our guest today. You can find out more about him at bobfitz.com. And if you're tuning in right now, look, this podcast is available for you. Just go to drdanny.live. It's also available on Apple, Spotify, and many podcast platforms. Go ahead and share it with a family member or friend. Bob, blessed be the Lord God Almighty. How did God orchestrate your breakout moment with that song?
Well, you know, I'm sorry, it's kind of a funny story. And I love this about God. You know, he takes what are our weakest moments in life, and when we feel the least impactful in what we're doing in terms of our Christian walk and ministry, and he takes those times and says, you know what, it's not about you, it's about me. I'll always be strong. When Kath and I first moved to Hawaii, we left California. I was a youth pastor there, as I mentioned, in Corona, California, and felt God calling us to be a part of missions. So we came over here to Hawaii to be a part of Youth with a Mission here in Kona, both to lead worship and also to, I was hoping to spend time to write songs, and got over here and things didn't sort of turn out the way that I thought, or that Kathy thought. You know, that's kind of how it goes sometimes. You know, things that we have dreams about, they just sometimes have a different way of revealing themselves. So we were living literally in a shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, which, if Danny, you would recognize that, but we were living there, and asking God, why are we here, Lord? We thought we were coming to, you know, to lead people in worship and that sort of thing. And I was just, we were in this little old shack, and I had been invited to lead worship in a church in a little town there in Kealakekua. And so I got up to sing, and the night before I said, God, I don't know a song. Could you give me one? So I actually wrote that night, Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty, and got up the next morning to sing it on a Sunday morning. I stood up and completely, I forgot the song. So I faked it for a few minutes, and on the way back to my little shack where I lived at, God brought it back to me. So I rushed in and I recorded it. So that was kind of a little embarrassing moment that Sunday morning, but that's where that was born. Yeah.
And the emergence of a song that has literally touched millions, a classic. Let's listen.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people, we declare your mighty works. Blessed be the
Blessed be the Lord God Almighty by Bob Fitz. Bob Fitz joins us today. Bob, when you hear that song and you think about how God has taken that worship song and all over the world, and how he's set up a platform for you and Kathy for the ministry you have today. Your reflections. What do you think and feel?
Well, I think one of the probably the most important thing that I feel when I stand sometimes literally in front of tens of thousands of people and they're singing that song, sometimes in their own language, I'm standing back. I can't help but weep, because I feel, as the guy once said, the runner, he said, I feel the pleasure of God. You know, I feel such a great honor to be able to give honor to Jesus. I mean, that is my goal in life, as is yours, I know. And when you become a believer, when a person becomes a believer and you become radically saved by the good grace of God, there's something in your DNA that just says, my whole life and purpose is to magnify Jesus. And so in answer to your question, I honestly, Kathy and I, we just got back from Nigeria and we stood in front of, yeah, thousands and thousands of people and hear them singing this song and others that God has allowed us to pen. And really, it's overwhelming, really. It's about the best way I can describe it.
Zechariah 4:10, despise not the day of small beginnings. So I think about an obscure shack, Bob Fitz, there in Kealakekua, Hawaii, and hear this blessed song. In what ways did the Lord prepare you and Kathy for this international platform of ministry?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think probably the I had dreams, actually, and I hope that doesn't sound odd or a little weird, but before Kathy and I left California, because we really felt that God had called us to be involved in ministry. I was, as I said earlier, a youth pastor and loved it. You know, I was very content to be there. But what began to happen was we began to meet people whose hearts were beyond just sort of a colloquial thing. You know, we were very content to serve God there in Riverside, and then we began to feel God's heart for the nations. I actually had this dream, and for time's sake, I won't get into it. But essentially, I woke up singing a song called "Take My Healing to the Nations," and I felt that at that point in time was, as you referred to earlier, God's preparation. God was saying to us, "Look, I want you to lift up your eyes." Look into the fields. They're ripe to harvest. See beyond just Southern California. See the nations. And honestly, I would sit in services there when in my church in California, my pastor had gone to Africa on a missions trip. He came back. I would just weep in the service. It was difficult for me to describe what was going on in my heart. But what I believe it was, as you referred to earlier, was God preparing us. I want you to see the entire globe. Don't just see one little area. See the whole planet, because that's my goal, is to cover the earth with my love and grace. And so that was really the beginning, through a dream. Isn't that wild?
Well, God has spoken through dreams. We see that in the scriptures and now even in your life. And it has gone beyond, as we say. What did you learn? You know, you talked about your father in our first segment, characteristics that you carry on. What are some of those lessons that you remember or live by today, your father, and maybe even other role models through your years of ministry?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I think probably the one that comes to mind that is the most significant, and I'm thinking of my father as I say this, is the beautiful trait of humility. I just love this about my Savior, that God, who is all powerful, sovereign, amazing, loving being, decided to give his Son for us. And did so in such a dramatic way, you know, sacrificing him so awfully, humbled himself, you know, God himself humbled himself and gave himself for us. To me, that is probably the greatest thing I learned from my father and from other leaders. I'll mention one right now locally here in Kona. His name is Lauren Cunningham. He's the founder of Youth of the Mission. And actually, he's somewhat of a family member now. My sister is married to his son, and so we're kind of related. But Lauren, like my father, is full of humility and approachability. And to me, I think as a singer, songwriter, one of the greatest, most precious characteristics that we could ever have is that the characteristic of our God, which is humility.
May the Lord grant this grace of humility on us. Bob, you're an exemplary. You're a role model to me of that. Just even as I've seen you and watched and followed from a distance, the way the Lord has worked in your life, I can't tell you how many times I've thought of this Christ-like characteristic that comes through the music, that comes through the worship. So may the Lord grant that all the days of our lives, my life, your life, and those who are listening today, humility. When we come back from our break, more from Bob Fitz. You can find out more about Bob and his wife, Kathy, at bobfitz.com. He's been leading worship and writing songs with an international platform in live performance and recordings since the 1970s. His best-known song, Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty, reached the ears of both Integrity Music and Maranatha Music. He was invited to record albums with both companies. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. A woman in Boston recently told me, I listen to your program every day and was inspired by the man who became an NFL quarterback. A person in Orlando said, I heard your podcast of the man who came to God during the Jesus movement. Another friend said, that pastor who gave one of his organs to a boy without ever meeting the child touched me about Jesus' love. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is made possible through financial partners. Would you consider sending a gift to keep our program going? Podcasts have been downloaded in 49 states and 35 nations in the last 6 months. Please help us expand our reach. Go to drdanny.live and click Support This Media Ministry. That's drdanny.live and click Support This Media Ministry.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
Cassettes and CDs of Bob Fitz, along with his own studio recordings, open doors to nations. His 15th recording, Abundant, was released in 2019 as a CD and a digital download. Find out more at bobfitz.com. Bob, you talked about taking the healing to the nations. You travel to the nations. When you travel from continent to continent, what do you feel? What stirs in your heart?
Well, once we get past the jet lag, that's probably one of the big stirrings. We're actually just coming home from Singapore, so we're just getting over some jet lag. But beyond that, I think the biggest feeling we have, Dr. Danny, is this feeling of incredible gratitude. Honestly, we stand in front of, just led worship at our church there in Singapore, and you know, again, just thousands of people lifting their hands, loving Jesus and being loved by God. And I look at that and I feel such incredible gratitude. And I say incredible because it's beyond the my ability to describe the emotions that both Kathy and I feel as we stand in front and lead the people in worship. And to try and pinpoint it to a particular emotion, I would say it's gratitude. It's, God, thank you. Thank you for the, I look out in this crowd of people and I see the face of Jesus. I see gratitude. That's what I see. People saying, thank you, God, for rescuing me from so many, you know, awful things in my life. You've rescued me. So I would say that's probably the biggest thing that we feel as we travel from nation to nation and from state to state.
Gratitude. Well, humility and gratitude, these underlying themes that you live out. And as you share, the Spirit of the Lord has been moving. We are certainly living on a global as well as a national level with a great deal of tension. And there are tensions that come in regional ways in various continents and, of course, specifically within nations and states within nations. But on a broad view, from a broad perspective, what do you, Bob Fitz, see the Holy Spirit doing in the world today?
Well, I think one of the things, back to this gratitude issue, I am so grateful for my history in my faith, because I was born in 1955, so I grew up in the 60s, and the times that in my teenage years were very, very difficult, you know, and not so much for me personally, but for the United States as a nation, for the whole world. It was extremely chaotic during that time. There were assassinations and bombings and all kinds of things. People from that period of time will recognize it. And yeah, God, when things get dark is when the light of our amazing gospel just shines. And when everything's bad news, then you get the good news. And that's what happened, actually, referring back to our history with the Jesus revolution. You know, a friend of mine who's a well-known speaker in the church, he said, you know, don't worry about the New Age movement, that sort of thing. If people are searching for the truth, they're going to find it. And that's what happened in the Jesus movement, because Jesus is the truth. And people who are really honestly looking for truth in the midst of dark times, they're going to find it. And that is why I believe we are experiencing worldwide, while everything seems chaotic, and particularly right now, it seems in the United States, wow, there's literally thousands and thousands of worshipers rising up, filling arenas. And as you referred to earlier, you know, college campuses are being inundated with the Holy Spirit once again. I mean, this is our God, isn't it? He comes when things are dark and says, now look at this, look at the light. And it becomes, the message of the gospel becomes that much more good to all of us. So I think in light of the days that we live in as believers, we should all be going, thank you, God. Thank you for you've laid the groundwork for a move of your Holy Spirit across the planet.
Bob Fitz says, he comes when things are dark. For what? Healing? Healing to the nations?
See tears of unending pain. I've watched as war-torn nations treated life with such disdain. My heart grieves to know that these haven't come to understand that I suffered for their suffering and died that they might live again.
take my healing to the nations, bind their broken hearts with love, stretch my hand throughout creation with this message of my love, that I came to bring light in their darkness and bring joy where there once was pain. Take my healing to the nations, bind their broken hearts with love. For the fields, they're ready for harvest, and the laborers, they're so few. Countless millions still that I want to fill, but the task isn't mine to do. I gave him my commandment, go and preach good tidings of love. For I finished the work on Calvary, and their healing's already been done. So take my healing to the nations, bind their broken hearts with love, stretch my hand throughout creation with this message of my love, that I came to bring light in their darkness and bring joy where there once was pain. Take my healing to the nations, bind their broken take my healing to the nations, bind their broken hearts with love, stretch my hand throughout creation with this message of my love, that I came to bring light in their darkness and bring joy where there.
We certainly do need healing, healing to the nations, healing in our countries, in our states, healing in our cities, healing in our communities, healing in our homes and our families. Bob Fitz, as you have been a communicator, a beautiful messenger of God's hope and love, you released a new album in 2019 called Abundant. Why that title?
I'm so glad you asked. I am one of very few people who get to live in Hawaii, and you would understand that. You know, it's a beautiful place here, but I originally came here for the purpose of writing songs, and a number of years ago, God began to stir in my heart a desire to do another project, and I was asking him, God, what do you want to say? What is it that you want to say in this recording? And I was actually here on the Big Island of Hawaii, and I usually go down to the south part of the island to do writing. And I was sitting, looking out across the Pacific Ocean, the world's largest ocean, and looking back at the world's largest mountain, Mauna Loa, and looking then at the stars. You know, this island is famous for astronomy. Of all those things, it was like abundance. You know, God, you are a God of abundance. When you created this earth, you created the universe. There's one amazing thing about your character, and that is you're rich, you're abundant. You don't do things small, you know. And here in Hawaii, we look at coconut palms, and when they put out, you know, their seed pods, they don't just put out a few, they put out hundreds of them. You know, it's just amazing. The message of abundance is all over here, and not just here in Hawaii, but everywhere in nature and certainly in the skies as we look to the heavens these days. And so I would say that was probably one of the most loud words I received one night. I was sitting outside looking at the ocean and looking at the sky and seeing Mauna Loa in the distance. As God said, Bob, I'm an abundant God. I am you know, ask. Matthew 7:7, ask, keep on asking, seek, keep on seeking, knock, keep on knocking. That's the nature of our God. He is an abundant God.
A reminder for us today to ask. The Lord indeed says, ask and keep asking, seek and keep seeking, knock and keep knocking. The door shall be opened unto you. Dear friend, as we go to break today, remember that God invites us to pray, invites us to make our petition, make our requests known. And as we do that by faith, as we call upon him, I think it just delights him that we would ask. Because when we ask, there's a seed of a belief that God can move, that God can do for his purpose and for his glory. When we come back from our break, more from Bob Fitz. Bob and Kathy founded Alabaster Ministries. It's a charitable organization to provide material and financial and spiritual support to fatherless, to those who are fatherless and widows. He'll share more about that when we come back. Find out more at bobfitz.com. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
3:13 says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is brought to you by generous sponsors. Thank you to Coach Dino Babers and Mrs. Susan Babers, Mr. Edmund Jung and Mrs. May Jung, Mr. Rodney Arias Sr., A1A electrician, Cedar Assembly of God, and the Thursday Men's Breakfast, Boston. If you, your business, or your church would like to support The Good Life with Dr. Danny, please visit drdanny.live. Join our partnership team. That's drdanny.live. Thank you.
You're listening to The Good Life with Dr. Danny, a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries and Formation Institute. Divisions of Jesus Christ is calling you. Now let's join Dr. Danny and experience the good life today.
In addition to his worldwide ministry as a leader of praise and worship, Bob and Kathy Fitz also founded Alabaster Ministries. He'll talk about that and share with us the heart of the ministry, Alabaster Ministries. Find out more about him at bobfitz.com. And if you'd like to find out more about our program, you can get this podcast available on Spotify, Apple, or major podcast platforms. Bob, tell us a bit more about Alabaster Ministries.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad you brought this up, because it's truly God's heart. A number of years ago, within the worship community, there was a number of songs that began to come out. Lord, I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to sense your presence, Lord. It's kind of like a plea, you know, for people and who were hungry for more of God, which is a good thing. And while we were in that season of time, it was sort of a time within the worship community, God began to speak to me through the Word of God. That's there's some scriptures that says, you know, if when you go to those who are in need, when you go to prison, when you go to these different places that are to the needy, if you touch them, you're actually touching me. And it was like a revelation for me. I thought, oh wow, you know, we're asking for a next level of understanding of worship, because you get in his presence. Oh God, this is so good, I want more. And so we start asking. God says, well, here, if you really want to touch me, go to the prisons, or go to the needy, feed the hungry. Because when you do this, you are actually touching me. And it was like, wow. So a passage in James came to mind that says, pure religion before God is to visit the fatherless and the widows. And that passage of scripture jumped out at me and says, Bob, it was like the Holy Spirit said, next level, Bob, in your worship ministry, reach out and touch Jesus. Literally, it says you're touching Jesus when you touch these people. And so we started Alabaster Ministries a number of years ago, and through the years have just been so honored and blessed to reach out to orphans and widows around the globe. And so we do that regularly. And really, our Alabaster Ministries is really just about us being a conduit through which we can take our resources and to pass them on to needy projects for building homes for widows in South Africa and in Africa and just around the world, assisting in certain situations where there are orphans that need to be taken care of. Boy, what a perfect picture of the gospel is to take an orphan and find a way to bless them. So that's what Alabaster Ministries is.
You have gone to the next level, as you mentioned a moment ago. Next level ministry, next level worship, fatherless and widows. As you move forward, and as others see the example that you and Kathy set, and as people hear from the Lord as they pray to support your ministry, to send resources, to send you out, to send you to give the resources necessary for the ministry of Bob and Kathy Fitz to continue. How has the Lord helped you, Bob, perhaps recently or in a few days gone by, through challenging times on a personal level?
Absolutely. And I can tell you that probably, as referred to earlier, some of my best songs have come from seasons of deep, deep challenge. I mentioned the shack in Kealakekua, but you know, our lives, there's a scripture that often comes to me. In the world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. We all go through difficult times. And a number of years ago, Kath and I were walking through just a very, very difficult time. It was, and I was just, you know, having one of those moments where I was, you know, I didn't have words and I was praying and I said, God, give me a word. I'm desperate. I need your words. I don't have any answers right now. And wow, I literally opened my Bible and I, you know, people say don't do that, but I did. And I turned to a beautiful passage of scripture in Isaiah chapter 35. And it says this, say to those who are brokenhearted, do not be afraid. The Lord your God will come. He will come and save you. It was just like God said, don't worry, Bob. You know, everything looks awful, but don't worry. I'm coming to rescue you, and I'm never late. And so that's where the song, He Will Come and Save You, was birthed, was because during that season of time, it was like, I feel as though there's probably people listening to this that need to hear this. When everything is as dark can be and there are no answers, again, that is where God says, watch me. Because I will not be late in your circumstance. If you call on my name, I will come and I will rescue you, and you will have another story of my faithfulness. And so that's where the song, He Will Come and Save You, was birthed during probably one of the biggest challenges that Kathy and I ever faced. It was a deep season of brokenness for us. And wow, here we are to say, He saved us.
Another season of God's faithfulness. Stay in,
yeah.
Draw near, press into God. The Lord hasn't abandoned. A prayer. Bob, would you pray for our dear listener who is going through a very dark time, maybe the darkest time of their lives? Someone who needs to hear that word that you've just shared. Would you pray, please?
I would be honored to. I would be honored to. Father, we come to you as children, and we recognize that word, Father, Abba, is a heartfelt cry. It says right now, and Father, I'm thinking of those who are listening now who have no answers, no way out, no door of escape. There's nothing that they can see. And Father, we recall the words of Isaiah. Say to those with weak knees, if your knees are shaking and you're frightened, say to them, call on my name. I will show you Jeremiah 33:3, great and mighty things that you don't know. Call on me and I will come and rescue you. And so, Father, I ask you for the person listening right now, that they will speak out into the darkness the name, Abba. Abba, Father, I call your name. And as they call on you, Father, I pray that you'd fill their heart with a sense of faith and hope, because you cannot fail us. You never fail us. And so in Jesus' name and for his sake and glory, Lord, together I join my heart with Dr. Danny and others, for those who are listening who desperately need you to do a miracle today. And through faith, we see it done in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Faith and hope. Bob Fitz, you utter those words and we say amen and amen. What do you see by faith and in hope for the days ahead for Bob and Kathy Fitz? Vision.
Well, I can tell you that recently, God has been speaking to us over and over and over again through prophetic words and just through promises that he's given us over the years. This phrase, the best is yet to come. And I know that having ushered my parents recently, both my mother and father, into the arms of Jesus in heaven, I mean, they served Jesus all their life in ministry. I know this, that word, the best is yet to come, is for all of us. Not just for this life, and yes, for that, but obviously the very best when we see him face to face. And that Kathy and I were just talking about the last couple of days. Wow, what is that like? Because a good friend of ours, a very well-known songwriter, just recently stepped into heaven. And I just, I would say to, in answer to your question, Dr. Danny, that that is really encapsulates, I think, the whole of the gospel, the best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. Well, I say amen. Amen, Bob Fitz. And thank you. Thank you so much for this uplifting, deep, and warm time of hope and fellowship with you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. And we send our aloha to all of your listeners and to your team there.
Healing words from Bob Fitz, bobfitz.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And look, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And hey, if you haven't done so, this might be that perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to drdanny.live for next steps. Find resources to reach family and friends. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and major platforms. Revelation 22, verse 2, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Bob Fitz, bobfitz.com. Until next time, along with my producer and creative director, Brian Torres, social media director, Luke Yamashiro, guest coordinator, Jan Yi, and board operator, Joseph Valdivieso. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you as you share the love of Jesus with someone today.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of The Good Life with Dr. Danny. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you and that you may find hope in hearing how God's Word affects people from all walks of life. The Good Life with Dr. Danny is a listener-supported program, and we'd like for you to prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor or donor. To contact Dr. Danny and learn more about the ministry, visit drdanny.live. That's drdanny.live. Be sure to tune in weekdays at 6 p.m. to hear The Good Life with Dr. Danny. Until next time, may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech!
And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.